Bastion. So the Warriors keeping the foot on the accelerator. Another offensive zone draw. Taken is Keaton Boleyn. Left corner. With it is Hendrix Damrow. Now behind the cage. Moves to the right-hand side. Keeps the puck along the near side boards all the way to the point. Now drops it off. Joe Gravine. Gravine feeds in front. Boleyn tried a shot. Could not get it on net. Puck is still loose. And a backhander in front by Kate Damrow. Loved down again by Raleigh Bastion. Another shot on net for the Warriors. Another offensive zone faceoff coming up for Wausau West. Hendrix Damrow taking the draw. Winton takes a shot and a save. Damrow got the puck off the draw that he took, fired it from the bottom of the right faceoff circle, and another save made by Bastion. He'll hold on and get the whistle. Right now, the ice is tilted towards the Wisconsin Rapids zone. Again, Hendrix Damrow will take this faceoff for Wausau West. Wins it cleanly. Gravine, slap shot, save is made with the right pad. Left-hand side, Kuharski. Kuharski back to the point towards Kate Damrow. Rolls it in below the goal line. Now in behind the cage. Puck rolls into the right corner. Picked up by Wisconsin Rapids and cleared out of the zone. Puck will roll into the Wausau West zone. Coming out to play it will be Scalcucci. He'll sweep it back to center ice. Trying to move it ahead of the Warriors. Puck does roll into the Rapids zone. Played there by the Raiders. In his own zone. Flipped high into the air. Puck bouncing around at neutral. Still battle for it at neutral ice. Grabbing it is Jax Poggle. He'll dump it in deep. Behind the cage, slowed down by Julian Scalcucci. Banged ahead to center by the Warriors. Picked up at neutral by Jack Potter for the Raiders. He's fighting up against Boleyn. Puck into the Wisconsin Rapids zone. Still a fight ball, throwing his body around is Kate Damrow, getting some big cheers from his teammates on the bench. Behind the cage, Boleyn. Boleyn now to the right faceoff circle, gets checked off the puck. Oh, and then taking a cross check is Boleyn, and that will lead to some pushing and shoving. Oh, and then a late. I don't want to call it dirty, but it was a very easy call on the cross check on Jack Potter. And then the Warriors had a little pushing, and then another cross check came. So we're going to see how many players are going to the box. At least two for Rapids and one for Wausau West. And Hendrix Damrow might get an extra one. He slammed his stick against the boards as he came to the penalty box, and that may get him an extra penalty. You got to avoid doing that. And that might take away a power play chance here for the Warriors. And right now, Coach B.J. Brandt right below me is letting Hendrix know you can't do that. That is just not good. You got to be smarter than that. So now we have to see exactly what is all done here, because there are two Red Raiders in the box. Hendrix Damrow had one penalty. As he got to the box, he slammed his stick right up against the boards, right near the referee. So, and there was going to be a second penalty here. And now the referees are coming over, going to talk first to the Wausau West bench. But that, let's see if that takes away the power play or not.
Wisconsin Rapids penalty to number 3, Jack Potter. 2 minute minor for roughing.
Roughing, that was a cross check, actually.
Wisconsin Rapids penalty to number 6, Jack Toggle. 2 minute minor for cross checking. 2 minute minor cross checking, Wisconsin Rapids number 6.
Okay.
Wausau West penalty to number 4, Hendrix Damrow. 2 minute minor for roughing and a 10 minute misconduct.
Well, a 10-minute misconduct, so it doesn't actually hurt the Warriors manpower-wise. So a power play for West. Shot from the point. Hit the pipe from Cooper to point. Near side crash. Thrown in front. Deflected behind the cage. Tyler Wendell got a stick on it right in front. But right off the start of this power play, a pipe for Cooper to point. Now there's a shot from the point and a save made. Again, that was Chase Crass. Back to the left point to point. Moves it right. Crass. Grass moves it left face off circle. Shot and a save. Rebound whiffing on it was Wendell. Oh, he had a chance after the initial save on the Shea Jones shot from the left face off circle. Right on the doorstep was Wendell. I think he had a big opening but whiffed on the rebound attempt. Into the zone. Cooper to point. The point back to the point, but nobody at the right hand side for the Warriors. And the puck will be cleared back to the blue line by Wisconsin Rapids. Warriors now back into the offensive zone. Left hand side. With it is Pergalski. Pergalski to the right-hand side. Knocked off the puck. But there to pick it up below the goal line is Chase Crass. Grass to the left, faceoff circle, back to the point. There's a shot. A knuckler goes wide of the cage from Cooper to point. Behind the cage again, Pergalski moves it to the far side boards. Along the boards with it is Jones, back to the left point and to point. To point will fire it. Save is made, and Cade Damrow, the rebound, goes wide of the far side pipe. Puck is thrown in front, cleared away by Rapids and out of the zone. Lots of pressure being put on by West. 35 seconds on the power play. Warriors trying to hurry it back up ice. Left-hand side. Another penalty coming up. And I think another call coming up on Rapids. And this could be a two-man advantage now for the Warriors for 30 seconds. No, it's going to be a penalty actually on Cooper to point. They're going to call high sticking on Cooper. I thought maybe he was hooked, but no. They're going to say Cooper to point with a high stick. So now it will be 4-on-4 hockey for 30 seconds. And then a power play for Wisconsin Rapids. Boy, Warriors, if they could have got a power play goal there, could have really, I think, put this one on ice. But still, just a two-goal lead, 2-0, 4:54 to go in the second period. Face-off will be left of Julian Scalcucci in net for the Warriors. Face-off is won by Wausau West. Behind the cage, played by Ethan Rohde. Rohde holds it, moves it left-hand side. Tyler Wendell. Wendell up to center ice, Jake Hain. Hain will bring it into the zone. Hain, right-hand side. Hain shot to flex below the goal line, right-hand side. Now Hain still fighting for it. Has it taken away by Schindler. Back to the point, kept in by the Warriors, but then a pass goes back to center. Dumping it in is Gravine. Delayed offside, Warriors cleared the zone. And now the power play will begin for Wisconsin Rapids for 90 seconds. Through center, Sam Gash into the zone. At the point, Vilbaum. Vilbaum a shot, seeing it all the way, and it turns into an easy save for Julian Scalcucci. That is the first shot for Rapids in a very long time. I think roughly 12 minutes of playing time since Julian Scalcucci saw a puck. He has played the puck, but not seen a shot on goal. 4:17 to go in the period, 1:23 to go on the power play for Wisconsin Rapids. Warriors have a 2-0 lead. Face-off is won by Rapids. Vilbaum at the left point. Vilbaum drops it off. Taken there by McDonald. McDonald stick handles back to the point. Vilbaum. One-timer by McDonald goes over the crossbar. From the top of the near face-off circle, Vilbaum keeps it in at the point. Now far side boards, fight for the puck. Good job there by Teagan Rasmus. Rasmus will grab it. Rasmus had his clear go off of McDonald. Stays in. McDonald behind the cage. Moved left-hand side. Now back. There's a shot. Save made. Taking that shot for Rapids was Schindler. Puck thrown in front. Grabbed by the Warriors and cleared all the way down ice by Caden Boleyn. 43 seconds to go on the power play for Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids has to reset behind their own cage. Raiders move it right-hand side. Now back to center. Left-hand side. Dumped in deep by Michael McDonald. Behind the cage, swept to the far side boards by Scalcucci. Now through center. Oh, losing his edge. Now back up is Boleyn. Boleyn may have had a breakaway, except he fell down. And now the puck taken back by Rapids. Through center ice, Schindler. Schindler into the zone. Schindler's pass knocked away, and the Warriors clear it with 10 seconds on the power play. Back to play, it is Nathan Bouchard now for Wisconsin Rapids. He'll leave it behind the cage, and the penalty time will come to an end. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Puck at neutral ice, played by Jake Hain. Hain will get it back into the zone. Puck is deflected high into the air, grabbed by Wisconsin Rapids. 2:45 to go, second period, 2-0 Wausau West. Battle right below me, picked up by Xander DeBile. Gives it off to his defenseman. That's Teagan Rasmus. Rasmus moves it left. Now into the zone. Trying to move it is Tyler Wendell to the right-hand side. Grabbed by Rasmus. Dumped in deep. Puck rolls into the left corner. Trying to fight for the puck along the boards is Tyler Wendell. Puck is still battled for. Puck comes loose. Left faceoff circle. Picked up there by Charles Kissinger for the Red Raiders. Now up the right-hand side through center is Kissinger. Kissinger will fire a long shot. Easy save made by Scalcucci. And Scalcucci taking no chances. He will cover it up, take the whistle, and the stoppage in play. 2 minutes and 11 seconds to go in period number two. Warriors 2, Red Raiders nothing. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for Wisconsin Rapids. Faceoff left of Julian Scalcucci. Cooper to point taking the draw against Schindler. Cooper wins it. Now through center ice come the Warriors. Chase Kras. Kras into the zone, right wing side. Kras trying to throw it in front towards Owen Pergalski. Into the right corner, grabbed again by Kras, but then stolen away by Schindler. Schindler will get it back to center ice. Joe Gravine will move it left to Ethan Rohde. Rohde's pass deflected into the zone by Pergalski. Playing it now is Ryan Dietz for Wisconsin Rapids. Puck moved to the far side board, still bouncing around, left faceoff circle. Picked up by DePoit. DePoit looking for room to maneuver. Still looking for room to maneuver, left faceoff circle, could not get a shot off. Puck goes in behind the cage, now deflects to the right wing corner. Along the board, trying to dig it out is Chase Kras. Now DePoit along the near side boards. Right faceoff circle, DePoit a shot! It got deflected in front, wide of the cage. Puck is still deep in the Wisconsin Rapids zone. Picked up again by Chase Kras. Kras, right-hand side. Kras below the goal line. Pergalski fed in front. With it is DePoit. DePoit back to the point and Rohde. Rohde moves it right to Gravine. Gravine, a shot. Save is made through a couple of bodies, but getting the right pad out there and making the stop was Bastian. Puck is cleared finally by Wisconsin Rapids. Played ahead by Scalcucci with a minute to go in the period. Through center, Ethan Rohde. He'll dump it in. Knocking it down and covering it up is Raleigh Bastian for Wisconsin Rapids. Gets the whistle with 52.2 seconds to go in the second period. And Wausau West up 2-0. Again, it's been a very solid effort here for the Warriors. And frankly, this game is closer on the scoreboard than it's been on the ice. The Warriors have had many more opportunities than Wisconsin Rapids. Puck is battled for, one by West. Back to the point. Shea Jones, his pass deflected away. Picked up by Wisconsin Rapids. Back up to center ice off the near side boards. Trying to grab it is Cade Damerel. He'll chip it back into the Rapids zone. The Rapids trying to break out of their own end with 34 seconds in the period. Jax Poggle into the zone, right wing side. Poggle rolls in behind the cage. Puck now to the left corner. Getting there first is Rasmus. Moves along the boards to the point. Kept in by Jack Potter. Puck is still fought for. Poggle gets knocked down by Rasmus. Puck flipped up back to center ice. 15 seconds in the period. Puck off the boards, back to center. Still bouncing around at neutral. Warriors now get it back. Here comes West. Boleyn will dump it in deep. 5 seconds in the period. Puck in behind the Wisconsin Rapids cage. Final seconds ticking off, and the second period will come to an end. Another solid 17 minutes of hockey for the Wausau West Warriors. They take a 2-0 lead into the second intermission. We'll come back, recap the scoring of this one, look at the shot totals and the saves as well, coming up next. Wausau West 2, Wisconsin Rapids nothing. This is Wausau West Warrior High School Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to WisconsinValleyConference.org and click on Wausau West.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club is a proud supporter of our broadcast of Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO. The Wausau West Hockey Booster Club would also like to thank their program sponsors for supporting the Warrior Hockey Program and the Wausau West Hockey Invitational. Those supporters include iClinic of Wisconsin, Applegate Terrace and Wausau Manor Health Services, Subway, Stewart, Bridge, Merrill, and Rim Mountain Stores, and Bartell Insurance Service. Please pay them a visit and thank them for their support of Wausau West Warrior Hockey.
So, how are the kids?
Well, Emily made the honor roll.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, we're really proud of her. Tyler, on the other hand, though.
What's going on?
He's been moody lately, just feeling down and not like himself.
Oh, we've been there. Nick was struggling last spring. He was so anxious and stressed.
Really? What helped?
Well, he joined the soccer team. And ever since, he's been a lot happier. He has more energy, he's less stressed, and he's definitely in a better mood at home. It's made a huge difference.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm glad he's getting out of the house, he's getting some exercise, and he's off his phone for once. It's been good for his mental health.
Sounds like it's been good for your mental health, too.
Participating in Wisconsin high school sports improves students' physical and mental health. Encourage your son or daughter to get involved. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Chad Holmes back from the Southwood County Recreation Center in Wisconsin Rapids. We are in the second intermission of this Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup, and the Wausau West Warriors lead the Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln Red Raiders by a score of 2-0. Let's look at the numbers and the scoring of this one. Warriors got on the board first at 6 minutes and 43 seconds of the first period. Cooper DePoint would light the lamp, his eighth goal of the season. Assists on the play went to Chase Crass and Owen Pergalski, and the Warriors had a 1-0 lead, and that would be the score at the end of the first period. It would stay that way until about the midway point of the second period. Warriors got their first power play opportunity of the night, and it did not take long for them to convert. At 8 minutes and 22 seconds, some good passing started with Chase Crass, moved it over to a Cooper DePoint at the center of the rink, just inside the blue line. He then moved it over in the left faceoff circle to Shea Jones, and Jones was able to rip it past Rapids goaltender Raleigh Bastion. So goal scored by Shea Jones, his fourth of the season. Assist went to Cooper DePoint and Chase Crass. 8 minutes and 22 seconds of the second period, and the Warriors had a 2-0 lead. Warriors continued to put some heat on Wisconsin Rapids, but not able to get anything else past Raleigh Bastion in that period. So 2-0, Wausau West with the lead at the end of 34 minutes of hockey. Warriors were dominant in terms of shots on net in that period. 11 shots on net in the second period for Wausau West. just two shots on net for Wisconsin Rapids in that second period. For the game, Wausau West has 23 shots on net. Raleigh Bastion has made 21 saves for Wisconsin Rapids. Just 9 shots on net through 2 periods for Wisconsin Rapids, and 9 saves made by Julian Scalcucci. 2-0 Warriors with the lead. Quick reminder that coming up tomorrow, more high school hockey with the Wausau West Warriors. Warriors will host their Wausau West Hockey Invitational, and they'll play in the first game tomorrow at 6 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 5:50 for the pregame. 6 o'clock face-off as the Warriors take on Eau Claire Memorial. Then on Saturday, the second day of the Wausau West Hockey Invite, Wausau West will take on Middleton. We'll have coverage beginning with the pregame show at 1 o'clock and the opening face-off at 1:15. And then finally on Monday, more Wausau West hockey as the Warriors travel to Chippewa Falls, taking on the Chi-Hi Cardinals in a makeup from a postponed game from December. Monday night, 6:50 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening face-off from Chippewa Falls right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. 2-0, Wausau West over Wisconsin Rapids. We'll have the third period coming up next. This is Warrior Hockey on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Looking for the best in website design and digital marketing? Look no further than Coast to Coast Marketing, Central Wisconsin's number one choice. We're not just about building great websites. We're about building our community, too. That's why for every website you purchase, we'll donate 10% of the sale to the school of your choice. Imagine growing your business while giving back to local schools. It's a win-win. Visit c2cmarketing.com or call 715-379-7460 today and make a difference with your business and your community.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum.
New top-ranked teams on the hardwood, plus a look at the action coming up this weekend. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse and Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
The holidays are behind us, and that means we're into the meat of the winter sports season, including loads of conference matchups. Tuesday night was especially busy, with a total of 320 boys and girls basketball games on the schedule. After landing atop the Division II boys basketball coaches poll once again on Tuesday afternoon, Nicolet stumbled that night, falling 88-85 to North Shore Conference rival Slinger. The Owls got 32 points from sophomore star Jack Conan and 23 from his younger brother, freshman Joey Conan. There are a couple new top-ranked teams in the new WisSports.net Girls Basketball Coaches Poll this week. In D3, Oostburg takes over the top spot after Laconia went down to Kettlemarine Lutheran in overtime on a Monday evening. Assumption suffered its first loss of the year last week against Pacelli and slips to third in this week's D5 poll. That allows defending champion Albany Monticello to move into the number one spot. The Space Stallions have a tough one Thursday night as they'll travel to rival Argyle Pecatonica, the fifth-ranked team in D4. Pewaukee is ranked number one in Division I, but got some bad news recently as it was revealed that junior Wisconsin recruit Giselle Janowski suffered a torn ACL that will sideline her for the rest of the season. Pewaukee travels to fourth-ranked Arrowhead on Saturday. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Chad Holmes again from Southwood County Recreation Center in Wisconsin Rapids, hoping that the Jamboni did not leave as much water on the ice as they did in the first intermission, as we are set, it appears, for the start of period number three, with Wausau West leading over Wisconsin Rapids 2-0. Goal scorers for the Warriors, Cooper DePoint and Shay Jones. 23-9 edge in shots as well for Wausau West in the first two periods of play. It looks as though maybe a little too much water again left on the ice. So guys skating around, waiting for it to dissipate before we get underway here in period number three. Again, the other action in the Wisconsin Valley Conference tonight has the DC Everest Evergreens making a short road trip, heading to Marathon Park tonight, taking on the Blue Jacks of East Merrill United. Both those teams were victorious on Tuesday. Everest won a non-conference game against Rhinelander 4-0 at Green Heck Turner Community Center. And East Merrill United, they went on the road in the Wisconsin Valley Conference and defeated Marshfield by a score of 3-1 on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday evening in a conference game, it was Wisconsin Rapids losing to Stevens Point 8-1, a game that was played at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. Stevens Point is 4-0 in the conference, 13-0 overall. They are top team in the state in the rankings. Looking at the Division I state rankings this week, Stevens Point at 13-0, number one. Brookfield, number two, they're 11-0. Hudson is ranked third with an 8-2 record. St. Mary Springs is number four, they're 12-1. Nina Hortonville-Menasha, team that Wausau West will face in the final game of the regular season, they're number five at 13-1-1. And University School of Milwaukee, number six at 8-2. Division II has Tomahawk at number one. They're 10-3. They have a big game in the Great Northern tonight. They're at Mosinee. Number two in Division II is McFarland at 10-1-1. Regis Altoona McDonald is number three in D2 at 11-1. Somerset fourth at 8-3. Baldwin Woodville is number five, 7-4-1. And River Falls is number six at 4-7. In the girls' state rankings, Bay Area Ice Bears 12-1, number one. Superior 12-1 is number two. The Central Wisconsin Storm at 12-3 is number three. Hayward ranked fourth with a 7-5-1 record. St. Croix Valley is ranked fifth at 7-6. And the Lakeshore Lightning is number six at 12-3-1. A week from Saturday, the Storm travel to take on the Lakeshore Lightning down in Mequon. And that will be our next Storm broadcast. A week from Saturday, Central Wisconsin, number three at number six ranked Lakeshore Lightning. A game that we'll have for you right here on 98.9 WXCO. I think we are ready to go now here in period number three. Well, maybe not. Officials still standing around. And I think they're going to take a peek behind Julian Scalcucci to make sure that some of that water is dissipated. I think the old Southwood County Rec Center Zamboni machine is going to have to be looked at. Take away a little bit of that water they're dumping on the ice for the resurfacing between periods. All right, we're ready to go. 5-on-5 hockey to begin the third period. Faceoff is battled for and taken by Wausau West. Dumped in deep by Ethan Rohde. Puck off the far side boards, played by Tyson Vilbaum. Vilbaum behind the cage, lost his balance. Puck is deflected by Jake Hain to the right corner. Still a fight for the puck deep in the Wisconsin Rapids zone. Vilbaum fighting against DeBile. Still a scrum for that puck. It comes loose, picked up by Wisconsin Rapids, and they'll be cleared back to center ice. Tegan Rasmus at neutral will bang it off the glass on the far side. dumped in deep by Wausau West and Jake Hayne. Puck is still fought for. Now picked up by Rapids and up the center ice. Here come the Raiders. Jax Pago gets tripped up and a penalty coming up. Looks like heading into the box will be Tyler Wendell for Wausau West. And Wisconsin Rapids still within striking distance. Now has a power play 42 seconds into the third period. Well, big power play now for Rapids. If they score, they can put some pressure on the Warriors. Big kill for the Warriors, maintaining that little bit of a cushion. Warriors win the draw. They'll whip the puck around the boards and out of trouble and all the way back into the Wisconsin Rapids zone. Chasing it down is Charles Kissinger. Has it taken away. Centering pass by the Warriors as getting there first was Cooper DePoint. Tried to get it to Chase Crass, but picked off by Jax Pagel. Pagel up ice now. Pagel behind the cage. Pagel moves it along to the right point. Kissinger stick handles. Kissinger moves it left-hand side. Now roll to the left corner. Rapids getting pressured on the puck. Comes loose. Still battle for below the goal line. Now in behind the cage. Raiders move it into the near corner. Wisconsin Rapids back to the point. Kissinger. Kissinger moves it right face-off circle. Pagel fires it high and wide, and it goes out of play. They got it down to Pagel at the bottom of the right face-off circle. That was a good position for him to shoot, but he airmails it over the glass, out of play. So an offensive zone draw again for Wisconsin Rapids with 1:17 to go on the power play, 15:36 to go in the third period, and the Warriors leading by a score of 2-0. Faceoff is drawn into the right corner. Teagan Rasmus whips it to the far side boards, but not out. Kept in by Rapids, left point. With it was Dietz. Dietz with the puck. Dietz moves it near side to Kissinger. Kissinger fires it. Save is made and got caught up in the equipment and held on to by Julian Scalcucci. Working his way near the top of the right faceoff circle was Charles Kissinger. And he fired it, but Scalcucci again makes the stop. 1:04 to go on the power play for Rapids. Draw into the corner. Teagan Rasmus. Rasmus will grab it. Rasmus will try to clear it. Not able to do so. Kept in by Rapids. Still at the right point. Kissinger working against Teagan Rasmus. Still a fight for that puck. And now deflected up the center ice. Picked up by DeBile. DeBile moves it on the right-hand side. Jake Hayne. Hayne gets knocked off the puck. Puck in deep, however, to the Wisconsin Rapids end of the rink. Hayne still digging at it on the near side boards. Hayne still fighting for it. Now in behind the Wisconsin Rapids cage. 30 seconds on the Red Raider power play. Still trying to get it out of their own zone is Wisconsin Rapids. Ryan Dietz behind the cage. Gets it ahead to Jack Potter. Potter moves it left. Jax Pagel trying to get it up ice. Gets it into the Wausau West zone. Fighting for the puck against Shea Jones. Now picked up by DeBile. DeBile gets it to the point and back to center. Picked up by Jake Hayne. Hayne into the offensive zone. Hayne left-hand side. Hayne behind the cage. Still fighting against three white jerseys is Jake Hayne. And Kissinger will pick it up, but the penalty comes to an end. Back to 5-on-5. Turnover. Hayne turns and fires wide of the cage. Puck back to the point. Taken away by Wisconsin Rapids. Back up ice. With it is Michael McDonald. McDonald a shot. Misses high and wide from the right faceoff circle. Kissinger at the left point. Kept it in for Wisconsin Rapids. Puck turned, fired by McDonald. Wide of the cage again from the right faceoff circle. Warriors will get it back. They get it to the blue line and back to center ice. Trying to move it forward for West is Joel Gravine. And the puck will be dumped all the way down ice. No icing on the play. Puck outlet by Rapids does not connect. Goes all the way down ice. It'll be icing on Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. 13:38 to go in the third period. 2-0 Wausau West with the lead. Face off to the left of Raleigh Bastion in net for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Cooper DePoint will take the draw for the Warriors and win it cleanly. Back to the point, Rasmus. Rasmus moves it right-hand side. Crass. Crass a shot. Save is made. Rebound loose. Deflects to the near side corner. Picked up by Cooper DePoint. DePoint trying to work his way in. Had a poke checked away. Rapids will get it back, but then taken away again. Puck is played by DePoint. DePoint trying to work it between the circles as it knocked away. And now picked up by Rapids. Back up ice comes Ryan Dietz. Dietz gets checked off the puck. And now a whistle and an offside coming up on Wisconsin Rapids. 13 minutes, 12 seconds to go in the third period. Warriors continue to lead by a score of 2-0. 24 shots on net for Wausau West. 10 shots on goal for Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Neutral zone faceoff. Taking it will be Caden Boleen for the Warriors. Puck is battle for, still battle for. Warriors will push it forward into the Wisconsin Rapids zone. Tyson Vilbaum will chase it down deep in his own end. Moves it to the far side boards. Moved along the boards. Kept in by the Warriors and Gravine. Puck still rolling around in the right faceoff circle. Comes loose, picked up by Rapids. Now the Red Raiders bring it back to center. They'll dump it in deep. Behind the cage, slowed down by Julian Scalcucci. Puck played now by West and Shea Jones. Jones moves it near side. Cade Damrell gets it up the center. Taken back by Vilbaum. He'll dump it in. Loving it down. Slowing it down now is Scalcucci. Hands it off to Jones. Now the Warriors trying to break their own zone. Up the center ice. Goes off the stick of Cade Damrell. Puck still bouncing around right below me at neutral ice. Picked up by Cade Damrell. Damrell into the zone. Damrell had a poke checked away. Not a lot of clean play right now. It's a lot of deflected pucks. Not a lot of shots so far in this third period. Comes in on net. Played by the goaltender, Raleigh Bastion. Bang back to the point. Kept it. With it now is Rasmus. Rasmus a shot. Stop is made. And then covered up by Raleigh Bastion. 12:02 to go. Third period. Still 2-0 Wausau West. Been a good performance here by the Warriors. I think the one thing that you'd like to do better is finish a little bit better, because they have had most of the territorial battle. They've had most of the shots, but still just a 2-0 game. Still within striking distance is Rapids. There's a shot for the point. Attempting that shot was Ethan Rohde, but got deflected to the near corner. Puck is still deep in the Wisconsin Rapids zone. Kissinger behind the cage to Vilbaum. It'll be whipped around the boards, goes all the way down ice. And they'll be icing again on Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. 11 minutes and 45 seconds to go in period number three. Still a 2-0 lead for the Warriors. 26 shots on net for Wausau West. 10 shots on goal for Wisconsin Rapids. Face off left of Raleigh Bastion. Xander DeBile taking the draw for the Warriors. Warriors will win it, but puck will be deflected to the near side boards. Puck is flipped high into the air by Rapid. Way up high, and it goes to the blue line and back to center ice. Scrum for the puck. Trying to grab it is Tyler Wendell for the Warriors. Coming back to plate is Nathan Bouchard for Wisconsin Rapids. He'll move it left to Tyson Vilbaum. Vilbaum over to Kissinger. Kissinger, headman pass. Now through center ice. With it is Bouchard. Bouchard gets checked off the puck nicely by Ethan Rohde. Picked up by Wausau West and Tyler Wendell. But the Warriors could not get it out. Now playing it as Hain. Hain flips it back deep into his own zone to his defenseman, Tegan Rasmus. Puck is kept in at the left point. Now deflected back to center by Hain. Dumped back over the blue line by Rapids, but picked up by Rasmus. Rasmus moves it left. Now with it for the Warriors is Cooper DePoit. DePoit trying to work his way into the zone. DePoit got taken down, but no arm went up. There's now the arm going up. That was a little bit of a late call. Cooper actually got up and was looking for the call and then finally got the whistle. And the Warriors will head to the power play with 10:49 to go. Interference will be the call on Griffin Schindler. So an opportunity here for the Warriors. Try to extend this lead. 2-0, Wausau West. Face off will be to the right of Raleigh Bastion. Owen Pergalski will take the draw here for the Warriors. Face-off is taken by Rapids. Vilbaum in the near corner. Scrum for the puck. Comes loose. Picked up by Pergalski. Gets it over to Cooper DePoit, who wristed it just wide of the far side pipe. Oh, the puck comes in! A deflection off a Rapids player! Goes to the back of the net! The Warriors get a break. It was thrown in front and went off a Rapids player past Raleigh Bastion. I think that Chase Krasner will get credit for this goal. Sometimes you got to get a little lucky, and the Warriors have had so many great chances. That time it was thrown in front and went off a Raider past Bastion, who tried to keep it from going over the goal line. 6 minutes and 24 seconds, the time of the second power play goal tonight for Wausau West, and the Warriors now lead by a score of 3-0.
Wausau West power play goal scored by number 10, Chase Krass. Unassisted,
except by that Rapids player in front. Warriors pick up the puck. DePoit, the shot just misses the far side pipe. Warriors keeping the heat on. Near side, Krass. Kras stick handles, moves it right face off circle. Gravine shot blocked. Actually got he got a piece of his teammate, Cooper DePoint, in front. And the puck will be iced by Wisconsin Rapids. So again, that goal, unassisted power play goal for Chase Kras, his team-high 12th goal of the season. And the Warriors methodical tonight. One goal in the first period, one goal in the second period, and now one goal in the third period. 3-0, 10:08 to go. Face-off left of Riley Bastion. Face-off taken by the Warriors. Again with it, trying to grab it as Boleyn could not do so, and it deflects back to center. Shea Jones into the zone, right wing side. Jones turns the corner. Jones takes the shot, save. Rebound, Kate Dambro with another save. Puck is still loose in front, and a goal! The third opportunity, and I think it may have been Kate Dambro got the final opportunity to give the Warriors a 4-0 lead. A couple of good saves made by Bastion, but the Warriors finish it off, keeping at it, and Kate Dambro's had a handful of good chances here tonight. Finally, will light the lamp. 7:13, the time of that goal. Two goals in 49 seconds for the Warriors. So the Warriors opening this one up now with a 4-0 lead. It was Hendricks Dambro. Hendricks was right there as well with Cade. So Hendricks Dambro will get credit for that goal for the Warriors. I think maybe that could be changed because the way the Warriors reacted, I thought it was Cade. But nevertheless, the bottom line, 4-0 Wausau West. Puck played in the Wisconsin Rapids zone. Raiders will try to get it out. They'll bang it off the glass up the center. Picked up now into the zone. Here comes Rapids' Jax Poggle. Good defensive play made by the birthday boy, Ethan Rohde. Knocked it away before Poggle got a shot off. Puck is now chopped back to center ice. Kate Dambro. Now Hendricks trying to chase it down for the Warriors. Hendricks has knocked off the puck. Oh, he gets there, a shot and a save. Oh, that was great hustle because he got knocked off. And he still fought and got the puck and got a shot off and a good save made by Bastion. Now into the zone come the Warriors, but a whistle and an offside coming up on Wausau West. That will stop the clock with 8:58 to go in the third period. Both teams will take this opportunity for a line change as the Warriors lead it 4-0. Face off at neutral just outside the Wisconsin Rapids blue line. Xander DeVille will take the draw for Wausau West, won by Wisconsin Rapids. Moved on the near side to Jack Potter. Potter gets it ahead. Now through center ice, Schindler. Schindler into the zone. Schindler poked away nicely by Shea Jones. Jones still fighting for it. Puck is loose, trying to grab his McDonald for Wisconsin Rapids. Puck back to the point, kept in by Rapids. McDonald still fighting now against Tyler Wendell. Puck to the far side boards. Kept in again. Schindler had it poked away by Tegan Rasmus. And now Jake Kane will finally get it up the center for the Warriors. Puck will be played by Michael McDonald. He'll dump it in for Wisconsin Rapids and peel off on a line change. Chased down by West. Tyler Wendell moves along the near side boards. Potter will take a shot. Save is made by Scalcucci. Puck is now played by Tyler Wendell on the left-hand side. Wendell will bring it up ice. Gets it ahead. Xander DeBile. DeBile to the blue line will roll it into the right-wing corner. Wendell will get there first. Wendell overskates it. Puck now played behind the cage by Wisconsin Rapids. Move to the near side boards. Along the near side boards, Jax Poggle for Rapids. Whipped along to the far side. To the point, Warriors trying to keep it in. Fight for that puck. Still battle for it. And Wausau West will keep it in there. Alex Vail trying to keep it in there. Oh, if Alex Vail takes a big shot. And the puck back to center ice. Now played by Rapids. With it is Bouchard. Bouchard throws it in front. Not able to get there with Jax Poggle. Poggle in the deep right corner. Poggle chipped in behind the cage, now to the left corner. Alex Vail gets hit again along the far side boards. Puck bouncing around, now picked up by Rapids. Back to the point. Poggle a shot, and a save is made by Julian Scalcucci. 7:18 to go. Scalcucci working on the shutout here tonight. 4-0, Wausau West with the lead. 31 shots for Wausau West, 12 shots for Wisconsin Rapids. Face off to the right of Scalcucci. Face off is battle for. Puck goes back to center ice. Puck bouncing around. still fought for. Now Vilbaum will pick it up. He'll stick handle back into his own zone. Moves it on the near side. Colin Aspect. Aspect will backhand it over the blue line. Picked up by Ethan Rohde. Rohde behind his own cage. Rohde to the right-hand side. Passes ahead. Gets it back to center. And then dump right back in. On goal. Glove down. And a quick whistle that time. Is trying to give it off to his defenseman, Shea Jones, with Scalcucci. But that whistle came very, very quickly. And the face-off will be in the Wausau West zone. Tomorrow night, we will have... Actually, the reason the whistle blew, there was an offside. That's why the whistle blew, and it was on net. So if it's on net, it's not a delayed offside. It's an automatic offside. So the face-off coming outside the blue line of the Wausau West zone. But tomorrow night, Warriors and Eau Claire Memorial. 5:50 for the pregame, 6 o'clock for the opening face-off right here on WXCO. Off the face-off, a shot from center ice by Rapids goes in on net and covered up again by Scalcucci. 6:47 on the clock. 4-0 Warriors. Start of a stretch of 4 games in 5 days for Wausau West. Tonight on the road, 2 games at home, Friday and Saturday, and then Monday night at Chippewa Falls. Warriors into the zone. DePoit between the circles, a shot and a save. Good stop by Bastien on that attempt by Cooper DePoit, looking for his second goal of the game. DePoit moves it left point. Ethan Rohde gets it back now to Chase Crass. Crass, stick handles, turns, fires, save, rebound, cleared aside. Top angle shot from the right-hand side is blocked and deflects back through center ice. Teagan Rasmus back to his own blue line. Rasmus will stick handle, move it ahead. With it is DePoit into the zone, right wing side. Oh, he did a hesitation but as he got to the blue line, and that forced his teammate offside. So a neutral zone face-off coming up with 6:10 to go in the third period. 4-0 Warriors. And the games tomorrow night, Saturday afternoon, and Monday night, Wausau West Hockey, all of them will be right here on 98.9 WXCO. Face-off, battle for, played now by Rapids and Ryan Dietz. Moves it off the far side boards. Puck still in the zone, kept in by Wausau West. With it is Boleyn. Boleyn turns, fires, has his shot deflected into the left corner. Picked up now by Rapids and Michael McDonald. McDonald will move it to the far side corner. Sam Gash will play it now for Rapids. Gets it ahead to Pago. Pago up to center ice. Pago got double teamed and lost the puck. Puck rolling around between the blue lines. Now picked up by Hendrix Damro. He had a poke checked away by Sam Gash. Warriors regain control at neutral. Now here comes Kay Damro. Damro, left faceoff circle. Damro, stick handles, deep left corner. Damro gets it back over to Shea Jones. Jones trying to throw it in front. Gets deflected into the right corner. Puck back to the point. Joel Gravine, his shot goes off the shin of Sam Gash. Back to the point. Now Gravine moves it left. Jones. Jones works it down low. Little touch pass right in front from Hendrix Damro to Kay Damro. And he deflects it past Bastien for the goal. Little tic-tac-toe action for the Warriors. And Kay Damro on the beautiful feed from Hendrix Damro makes it 5-0 with 5:13 to go. 11 minutes and 47 seconds the time of that goal for Kay Damro. Big third period here for the Wausau West Warriors. And I think some of the low numbers that Rapids have, not a very big varsity roster for the Raiders, catching up with them here late in the game.
Wausau West Warriors scored by number 7, Kay Damro. He was assisted by number 4, Hendrix Damro, and by number 27, Joe Gravine.
Hendrix Damro and Joe Gravine with the assist on that Kay Damro goal. 11:47 the time of the goal, and the Warriors now lead 5-0. Puck in behind the Wisconsin Rapids cage. Warriors still buzzing around. Puck comes loose, picked up by Rapids. Up the right-hand side, with it is Nathan Bouchard. Bouchard, right-hand side, centers it in front. Gets deflected into the right corner. Puck is picked up by Ethan Rohde. Rohde off the far side boards. Played by Jake Kane. His pass does not connect, but does go to the Wisconsin Rapids blue line. Under 4.5 minutes to go. Rapids will dump it in on net. Sticked aside by Julian Scalcucci. Puck will be played by Ethan Rohde behind the net. Now Rohde will bring it up ice for Wausau West. Pass ahead into the zone, right wing side. With it is Rowan Robbins. Robbins in the corner. Moves it back to the point, but nobody there for West. With it is Nathan Bouchard. Back through center. It takes a long shot. Goes high and wide of the cage. Picking up the rebound on the near side for the Warriors is Joel Gravin. Chipped up to center. Now Robbins through center ice. Oh, he fumbles it. Now picks it up. Now into the zone on the right wing side for the Warriors. Parker Barrero. He'll dump it into the left corner. Robbins trying to dig it out along the boards. At the point, kept in nicely by Joel Gravin. Turning, firing it on net for the Warriors was Robbins. Goes wide of the cage. At the right point, Shea Jones. He'll take a shot. Gets deflected over the glass into the netting and out of play. That will stop the clock with 3:35 to go in the game, and the Warriors leading by a score of 5-0. Faceoff will be to the right of Raleigh Bastion. Faceoff action. He'll move everybody to the other faceoff circle on the far side. So as Bastion looks out to his left. Faceoff drawn into the right wing corner. Puck is battled for, goes in behind the cage. Puck now to the corner, played by Wisconsin Rapids. Griffin Schindler gets it to center, but they take it back. Shea Jones into the zone. Jones, left faceoff circle, fires it, and fighting it off. Looking behind, but the goal thrown in front, and not able to get the shot off with Parker Barrero. Puck back to the right point. Gravin could not keep it in. Warriors not taking the foot off the gas here late. Warriors back at their own blue line. Now move left-hand side. Trying to move it forward for Wausau West. Getting hit was Braylon Steinke. Steinke on the left-hand side. Puck is along the near side boards. Puck back to the left point. Rolled in deep. Down to 2:50 to go. Behind the net, Jack Potter for Wisconsin Rapids. Moved to the far side boards and then cleared out by Rapids. Chasing it down at his own blue line is Cooper DePoint. DePoint will bring it up quickly. DePoint into the zone. DePoint coming in front. DePoint shot and sticked aside by the goalie Bastion. Puck along the near side board, still fighting for his West. Chase Crass. Crass trying to come in front. Crass has it knocked away. Picked up by DePoint. A shot and a save made by Bastion. Puck below the goal line, left wing side, and now taking a shot and a penalty coming up on Rapids. Down for a moment was DePoint after he took that shot. And Wisconsin Rapids and Jack Potter will head to the box. Second penalty of the game for Jack Potter. And with 2:23 to go, the Warriors will get one more power play opportunity. 5-0 West with the lead. Face-off in the left face-off circle. Kate Damrow will take it for the Warriors. Hendricks Damrow, left corner. Now in below the goal line. Damrow towards the right corner. Picked up by Boleyn. Back to the point. Kept in by the Warriors. Now with it, Ethan Rohde. Rohde holds. Rohde gives it over to Hendricks Damrow. Damrow back to Rohde, left corner. Rohde thrown in front, looking for a deflection that did not come. Back to the right point, Joel Gravin. Moves it left, Ethan Rohde. Rohde left faceoff circle. Hendricks Damrow feeds it in front, taken away by Rapids and cleared out of the zone. 1:50 to go, 1:27 on the power play. West leading 5-0. Warriors will bring it back up ice. Pass up the center, deflected away by Rapids, but picked up by Gravin, and Gravin will dump it in deep. Puck rolls to the near side corner. Puck will be grabbed by Rapids and cleared all the way down ice. 90 seconds in the game. Scalcucci will play it, gives it over to Hendricks Damrow. Now with it, up the left-hand side is Damrow. Damrow through center. Damrow to the red line. Damrow had it knocked away. Getting a stick on with Sam Gash. Back into the Wausau West zone. Swept to the near side boards by Julian Scalcucci. 50 seconds on the power play for the Warriors. Picked up by Kate Damrow. Now back through center. Damrow into the zone. And a whistle as just ahead of the play was Cooper DePoint, and that'll be offside on Wausau West. 1:05 on the clock, 42 seconds on the power play, and the Warriors on their way to a third straight win. They will improve to 9-4 overall and 4-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. 2 weeks from tonight, the Warriors head to Stevens Point. They need to take care of business between now and then. 1 minute in the period. Right wing side, Chase Kratz. Back to the point, Cooper DePoint. DePoint, right faceoff circle, makes a nice little move. DePoint comes in front. DePoint is down and a goal! What a play by Cooper DePoint! Incredible stick handling, and then flipped it over the right shoulder of goaltender Raleigh Bastion under the crossbar. His second goal of the game, and West takes a 6-0 lead with 49 seconds to go. But that was just great skill by Cooper DePoint. There are some things you can teach, and there's some things you can't teach. I'm not sure you can teach that. third power play goal of the night for Wausau West. So in the last minute, we get to the running clock. Deflected out of play. Unassisted by DePoit, as the clock will continue to run. Six-goal lead means running clock for the last minute of the game. Face-off will be in the Wisconsin Rapids zone. Face-off is fought for. Chopping at it, trying to work in front for Wausau West was Braylon Stinky. But now back up ice. Here comes Rapids into the zone. One on the goal. A shot and a goal. And boy, that's got to burn Julian Scalcucci. He'll hit his stick against the goal. Is coming in on a breakaway was Nathan Bouchard. And he scores with 10.2 seconds to go. A goalie wants the shutout. And, I mean, that's got to burn. That's got to burn. In the big picture, it's still a W, but again, you get that close to a shutout. 6-1 Warriors, 10.2 seconds to go. There's the face-off. And the final seconds will tick off. And this game will come to an end. Six to one, Wausau West over Wisconsin Rapids, final score. We'll come back, look at the scoring, have a chance to talk to our head coach, B.J. Brandt, look ahead to some more hockey action against Memorial tomorrow night. So that's all coming up. Wausau West 6, Wisconsin Rapids 1. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Thanks to the Wausau West Athletic Department for their continued support of our broadcast of Wausau West Warrior Athletics on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Thanks for listening to our broadcast on the radio, but we want to see you out and about cheering on Wausau West student athletes in action. To find out your next opportunity to see the Warriors, go to wisconsinvalleyconference.org and click on Wausau West.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
Back at the Southwood County Recreation Center in Wisconsin Rapids, the Wausau West hockey team defeats Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln tonight by a score of 6-1. We'll have a chance to talk to head coach B.J. Brandt in just a few moments. But first, let's take a look at the scoring of this one. For the Warriors, they got on the board at 6:43 of the first period. Cooper DePoit with the goal, Chase Crass and Owen Pergalski with the assist. 1-0 West, and that would be the score at the end of the first period. Then the Warriors would add one more goal in the second period. At 8:22 on the power play, Shea Jones with his fourth goal of the season. Cooper DePoit and Chase Crass had the assist, and it was 2-0 Warriors. It would stay that way until the third, and then the Warriors would explode in the third with four goals. At 6:24 the third, a power play goal. Chase Crass got the fortunate a puck that bounced off a defenseman in front, past the goaltender Bastien to make it 3-0. Then the Warriors, just 49 seconds after that, would score again at 7:13. It was Hendrix Damro with Cade Damro and Shea Jones with the assist to make it 4-0. Warriors would make it 5-0 at 11:47. This time it was Cade Damro with Hendrix Damro and Joe Gravine with the assist. Then the Warriors